radio broadcast, a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. Today we're studying in the book of Revelation, and we're in chapter 18. We trust you'll have your Bible open and stay with us for the next several minutes as we go to the Word.
It'll be the year of recompenses for the case of Zion. The whole world hated Israel, and so God says it's going to be the day of the Lord's vengeance and the day of recompenses for the controversy of Zion. And it says, and the streams thereof shall be turned into, here it is, pitch, and the dust thereof shall be brimstone, and the land thereof shall become burning pitch. This is a lot like what we're seeing in Revelation and chapter 18, verse 2. And it goes on in another passage in Ezekiel. He says, I will kindle a fire in chapter 20 of Ezekiel. And verse 47, it says, I will kindle a fire in thee, and all flesh shall see it in verse 48, and it shall not be quenched. So there's going to be fire, there's going to be burning, and these are going to be cities that are going to be burning. All the cities of the nations are going to fall. They're going to become little haunts. Just like Babylon, it says Babylon, all the cities are going to be haunts. Imagine no cars, okay? Imagine we're back to an agrarian, agricultural situation. And you say, well, that sounds hard, man. It'll be hot, miserable. No, he's going to restore Edenic conditions. And the Bible says, in his presence is fullness of joy, and his right hand are pleasures forevermore. And he's here, so that's going to happen to the believers that are made it through the tribulation. Plus, it says everyone who goes in that day will have everlasting joy upon their brow. They're just going to be happy about everything. It's going to be a good day. Anybody who knows God's going to be lit up all the time. There's going to be no pessimists at the outset of the millennial kingdom, because the Spirit of God will be in there. He'll be flaming hot in their hearts. They're going to be excited. They're going to see. They're going to know. They're going to understand. Listen, they're going to know why those cities fell. Do you know why those cities must fall? Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco. All those bring almost emotional reactions to us, don't they? Well, every other city in the world is kind of mimics of those cities. They might not be as fired up about their wickedness as some of them are, but they're all into evil. They're all festering and bustling and all about getting rid of God. They don't want anything to do with God. I'll tell you what they want to do with God. In Dearborn, Michigan, a city, they sound the horn for prayer for the Muslims 6 times a day. You may not have known this, but the city that George Floyd died in was a city that had just dedicated 30 or 40 days to sounding that very same call to prayer for the Muslims prior to him losing his life on the streets in Missouri. And God allowed some things to blow up, didn't he? He said, well, there you go. You've asked me to leave. Bye-bye. And he let them have what they wanted, and what they got was riots in the streets. No, the Bible talks about this haunt. It's going to be a place of unquenchable fire because these things are going to burn forever. Listen to this. Genesis 19:28. Abraham looked toward Sodom and Gomorrah, toward all the plain, and he beheld, and lo, the smoke of the country went up as a smoke of a furnace. Luke 17:29 says that the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Kind of what's going to happen with that final bowl judgment. Verse 7 of Jude's letter, he says, for even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to perversion, it says, and going after strange flesh, Sodom and Gomorrah, you want to talk about New Testament, talking about homosexuality, bring those men out that we may know them. There's no other understanding of this. It wasn't about their pride, although their pride pretty much was the root of their sin, but it was about the sin of immorality here. It had gotten so bad. The Bible says, going after strange flesh, Sodom and Gomorrah are now set forth as an example, suffering the vengeance of what? Eternal fire. Do you know there are people who have found the location of Sodom and Gomorrah, and the ground is littered with sulfurous minerals that actually will light to this very day. If you light them, they burn like sulfur. Eternal fire. And I'll tell you this, in Isaiah 13, the Bible says, in Babylon, the glory of the kingdoms, the beauty of the Chaldeans, the Chaldees' excellency, it says, shall be as when God overthrew Sodom. So I just made my connection, right? Just like that, Babylon's going to be like that. They're going to be obliterated. They're all going to fall. They're going to all fall under the judgment of Almighty God. This is Isaiah 13. It shall be never inhabited again, and it shall neither be dwelt in from generation to generation. Neither shall Arabians pitch their tent there. Neither shall the shepherds make their fold there. Listen, but the wild beasts of the deserts shall lie there. Do you hear that? Babylon will never be built again once it's wiped out. Now, he's talking about the real city of Babylon, which was not Nimrod's location. This was Nebuchadnezzar's Babylon in the same general area. It was Saddam Hussein who was trying to rebuild Babylon. So I tell you this because you need to know the backstory. You can't rebuild a city God says will never be rebuilt. So if he's destroying Babylon, he's destroying something other than that physical city. And the Bible says that that city will be the house that shall be full of doleful creatures. Owls shall be there. Satyrs shall be there and dance there. Wild beasts of the islands shall cry in their desolate houses and dragons in their pleasant places. And her time is near to come and her days shall not be prolonged. Physical, city, historical, antiquity. But what we're talking about now is the Babylon that has ridden the beast from the time of Egypt. Egypt predates Assyria, which is over around Babylon. It's Nimrod's religion that he instituted, and it's now engulfed the whole world. And the Bible says that that city was made into something that could not be rebuilt, and when Saddam Hussein tried to do it, he failed. Now, here's another thing for me to postulate. Understand this. If Babylon was the physical city, how long would it take it not only to be built, but to be populated, and then to become the epicenter of the whole world? Do you think we have enough time for everything to flip over to Babylon, the great city? No way. Some people have said, well, it's New York City. Yeah, it is. But it's not just New York City. It's also San Francisco. It's also all the other cities in the entire world. Dubai, Mexico City, it's all of them. Because they're all living by the same modus operandi. They all have the same agenda. They all have the same desire for opulence. America is the apogee of it all. But everybody wants to be like America. Our movies go to the entire world. And when they look into those things, they want to turn around and make that happen in their places. If you go overseas sometimes, you'll get into something of a third world country, and they might even have a radio playing Elvis. Well, Elvis has been going a long time, I know. They're still trying to catch up. Yeah, they'll be doing stuff like that. And I say to you that what we have is summed up for us in Isaiah 66 and verse 22. This is the last chapter of the book of Isaiah. The Bible says, for as the new heaven and the new earth, which I will make, shall remain before me, saith the Lord, so shall your seed and your name, Israel, remain. So people who think that they need to be anti-Semitic, they need to throw off Israel. God's done with Israel. God failed with Israel. Israel wouldn't cooperate, so he threw them off. Read the last chapter of the book of Isaiah. He says, your seed and your name will remain. The whole tribulation is all about getting Israel back in the fold so we can break into the kingdom that we pray over when we say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done every Sunday. I'm telling you, this is what we're looking for. But he's getting them back, and they're not back yet. In fact, Bibi is on the chopping block today. But it doesn't matter who is the prime minister or the president of Israel. It doesn't matter because they're not saved people anyway. They're not going to make great decisions until they know Jesus. We honor them as a people because they're our older brother. They took it on the chin. They had to walk in a darkness you and I know nothing about. We walk in broad daylight and we sin in this country audaciously, even though we see the cross in our rear view. Those people were trying to figure it out by just doing what they were told and not asking any questions. It's like when we were all little kids, right? We would say, Mom, how long is it going to be? How long is it going to be? Dad said, be quiet. Never mind how long it's going to be. Don't want to hear you ask that question again. And then if he asked it again, Dad was swinging from the front, you know, back there trying to swipe somebody. I told you not to ask that again as he's driving down and swerving all over the road. He's reaching back to swipe you one. Knock it off. Well, that was Israel. They were kids. They didn't need to know all the nuances. And when the prophets asked the Lord about the sufferings of Christ and the glory that would follow, he said, that's not for you to know. Peter told us that in his epistle, that they would not fully understand until you and I came along and we got the full manifestation of the plan. You and I are living in the light of the plan. And frankly, we're not maybe living as well as we ought to be as the church. But the church that we see across the world is not even really the church many times. Just because it says church on the door, okay? Church is the church of Jesus Christ who has Jesus not only on their minds, but in their hearts. truly born-again believers who understand and know what is going on from the heavens and what God wants to be having happen. Well, in Isaiah 66:22, he says, "Your name will never be taken from my presence." He says, "It will remain forever." It says, "And it shall come to pass from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come and worship before me, saith the Lord." Before me. Jesus is going to be in Jerusalem ruling and reigning for 1,000 years. And all the nations are going to file in and bring their tithes. They're going to bring their offerings. And Jesus is going to be there, and every nation will be happy to come and give their offerings. It's not going to be something they're going to hate. Now, when the new group of people are born into generations that follow, they will show their colors. Everybody going into the tribulation will be born again. They will be the sheep and the goats. Sheep are going into the kingdom prepared for you before the foundations of the earth. That's what that's talking about. It's not talking about us going to heaven. It's talking about them going into the millennial kingdom. But the goats are going to be turned into everlasting judgment. So everybody who goes in are going to be born-again people who go into the kingdom. But they're going to have kids. And those kids are going to have the same sin nature that you and I have. But they're going to have a world that is geared toward their success. They're going to have celestial beings called saints who are glorified. This is the marriage supper of the Lamb, after all. We're going to be there, but we're going to be in glorified bodies. Isn't that exciting? This is a full-bodied plan God has for us that He's laid on the paper, and He says, if this doesn't come to be, then there is nothing else to listen to. God says, this has got to happen. This is the way it's going to be. And so we're looking for that. And what we're seeing is that those kids will grow up, and eventually there will be an uprising at the end, because some people, even though they're standing in the perfect environment, the perfect government, they're still going to have a sin nature inside of them. And every dispensation proved one thing, if nothing else, and it was that man is a sinner. Even in the innocence of the garden, they proved that the flesh was weak. And then the flesh became sinful to compound the problem of weakness. Now, the Bible says they will come and they will bring worship to the Lord. They will worship before me, says the Lord. And they shall go forth and look. Listen to this. This is huge. You might write this verse down to look up later if you don't have your Bible open there. This is Isaiah 66:24. It says, they shall go forth after they've come and worshiped me. They will go forth and they will look upon the carcasses of the men that have transgressed against me. For their worm shall not die, neither shall their fire be quenched, and they shall be an abhorring unto all flesh. Wow. What? That means all these cities that are going to fall are going to be filled with people, and those people are going to be in a place where all these little creatures are going to be, the habitation of devils and the foul spirits and the cage of every unclean, hateful bird. They're going to be in there. Anything you've ever seen in a movie depicted as an apocalyptic city where the buildings are destroyed, that's this city. That's this world. The devil has been telegraphing to you just so you won't think much of it when the time comes, but it's going to happen. The Bible says the islands fled away in Revelation 16, and it says, and all the cities of the nations fell. The mountains are gone, the islands are gone, and the cities of the nations fall. And he says, this is what's going to happen to the cities. And when people come to worship me in the millennium, they're going to leave. And as they leave, they're going to see the burning carcasses. That's a pretty big deal. You say, well, man, we're only in verse 2. We're going to get through this. Well, I'm not going to read all the list of things they're going to long for in that day. I'm just showing you what this is telling you about Babylon. Babylon is a worldwide global system that has overwhelmed our world. It has filled this world with harlotry in their religious systems. Everything is out of control down here. We're watching it play out. Right now, we're in the time where people don't go to church even though they say they believe in Jesus. People don't want to participate in being part of the bride, the body of Christ. And they're online talking about verses and chapters, how no weapon formed against you will stand, which is not their verse. All these verses, and they're saying them, but they're not their verses. And they are going to get a rude awakening. Well, that concludes today's portion of the message. This has been a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. And I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. I hope you'll join us Monday through Friday for our verse-by-verse studies. And we hope you'll tell others to tune in as well. If you'd like to contact us and learn more about our ministry, go to faithbaptist1.net. You can also download recent broadcasts on our homepage. We hope you'll make it a point to tune in daily as we go to the Word.